April the 8th. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome John Robitaille with Bay Cities Improv in for Community Contact. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Lori.
You may recognize his voice and his name from various other ventures, including Theater 98 and appearing quite often at one time on Culturally Speaking with our dear late friend Todd Johnson.
Absolutely. I've been around.
Yes, you have. And today you're wearing the Bay Cities Improv hat because we are doing another radio play. Not at Theater 98, but at the Eastern Shore Art Center. Tell us about
Absolutely. Well, you know, for before COVID hit, obviously, the two Christmases before that, we did It's a Wonderful Life and Miracle on 34th Street at Theater 98. And this is where the idea was born from. You know, we use that venue to kind of hone the production itself. And my brain started saying, well, there's other radio dramas out there that are not specifically Christmas. I'd like to do those.
And yeah, that's, why not?
Why not? There are some classics out there. For example, Alice in Wonderland, which we'll be performing April the 16th at the Eastern Shore Arts Center.
Yikes, that's like a week from tomorrow night.
Yes, it is.
And this is a one show, though. Is that right?
It's one show. This is where we're kind of getting our feet wet, you know,
it's
on this
nice pilot, if you will.
It is the pilot, yes. We're putting everything out there to see, you know, if the community will respond to it. I'm sure that they will. We've had tremendous success with our ticket sales already. And, you know, just to give something to the community for entertainment value. And that's something that we don't see a lot of in Fairhope right now.
Well, and times are changing, thank goodness. And hopefully more and more will be going on. And as people feel comfortable attending. But let's explain. I think the hardest part is explaining to people that, yes, you're going to go sit down and watch a theater performance, but we're not in costume. We're being the radio actors. So it's almost like you got to close your eyes. If you know, we're not the actor in costume. We're the actor in character, the voice actor.
Well, and that's a great point I need to make, because I have this fascination with storytelling. And, you know, before there was TV, you know, when movies were still brand new out there, that really the form of entertainment, this was like the 1920s to 40s in America, was the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And people would gather in their living room, listen to these stories, and the actors had to be able to tell the story through their voice. You know, sound effects were created right there in the studio. The music was live on the spot, and that's what we want to recreate with our performance at the Eastern Shore Arts Center.
It's fun to watch our sound guy. What do you call him?
He's our Foley artist.
Foley artist.
Yes.
He's actually making everything handmade for the sound effects. Pat Rochford.
Rochford is how he pronounces his name.
Okay.
I made that mistake too.
Okay.
But yes, exactly. So, you know, when the wind goes rushing by, it's not the actual wind. It's a machine mm-hmm. that spins and it's fun to watch that. So when people come to see the performance, I always tell them to close their eyes, listen to the story, but watch the Foley table. That's where the action is.
Mm-hmm.
And you will be amazed at how much you will get out of the story.
Mark, I should have had him come in early for this interview, but during Swap Shop, I'll get him to do his voices. He is the Cheshire Cat, which is my favorite. He does a great job.
He does.
Then he is, the Dormouse?
He is the Dormouse. He is also Humpty Dumpty.
And Humpty Dumpty,
and, of course, he plays the announcer, which he's really good at.
Of course, And I'm the stage manager and the narrator. And then we have a whole host of characters. If you want to name a few, feel free to. I know Tammy Williams. Mask and Mirror is Alice in Wonderland.
Yes. We have, of course, we'll start with the ladies, you know, Carol McCollum. She plays the Queen of Hearts and the White Queen. And then Pat Daynard plays the Red Queen and the Duchess.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have a couple of roles, so those voices have to change for those roles. For the guys, though, we have, a gentleman that I met just recently, Darren.
Darren's a former, is a radio guy, and he can do just about any voice you want. He's going to be quite a talent.
He is really, I mean, and he gets into the character, uh-huh. too, with the different hats and stuff like that as right. well. Of course, then we have Anthony LaManna, who has done some stuff with me at Theater 98 on the other radio productions.
Anthony is so impressive. He's still in high school, and he is such a talent.
Absolutely.
Then I brought in Chris Kronk.
That's
my man, who's
yes.
going to be the Mad Hatter.
Yes.
And a couple of other smaller parts, so that's going to be fun.
But just to see these guys all work together, and then there are times where they actually have to carry on a scene by themselves because they're playing two characters in a scene, and that's what's interesting.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about tickets, and they're very limited because this was set up before we were sure when the mask mandate might end and the crowd number might change. So we've limited it to what, 50 seats?
We started with 50 seats. And we are basing this off of the Eastern Shore Arts Center. They have to go by what the state mandates.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're at half capacity. However, there's still about 15 tickets that I can sell. And those tickets they're $20 a piece. It's going to be a great fun night of entertainment. You can get those tickets. You have to buy them online. That's the only thing is that you'll have to go to Bay Cities Improv's Facebook page and then click on the link that's there. And I will make sure that that link is pinned to the top of the page so you don't have to scroll down and look for it.
Okay, and I think when I shared the post about the show on our page yesterday, the link should also be there for ticket purchase.
Yep, it's there.
I see it. It's there.
So the other thing is you can go to Eventbrite, and that's Brite,
mm-hmm.
and just type in Alice in Wonderland Fairhope, and it should pull you right to that event, and you can purchase the tickets there.
Okay. And if anyone can't go online, if you'll give us a call here at the radio station, we can make arrangements to...
Oh, absolutely.
To make sure you get your tickets.
Yeah, and if that's the case, if you don't have a computer or whatever, we will take a check as well. But
right.
again, call the radio station and speak to Lori, obviously.
Yeah, leave a message for me at our office line, the 928-2384, and we can get you set up with tickets.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So right now, Bay Cities Improv, you hope to be... Or maybe is in some way a viable business of yours in some endeavors, but this first production at least is a complete volunteer effort just to try to see if there's enough interest to launch and continue this.
That's absolutely correct. And what we have done is, well, you know, we have been around since 2013, and a few years back we started doing the mystery dinner shows on the riverboat in Mobile. And we grew that show from 2 a month to 3 a week now. And it's a fun event for that side of the bay. I always have said I wanted something on this side of the bay. And I thought, well, what a great idea is to mm-hmm. bring this radio show, but bring it on a monthly basis. The issue had always been is where could we do it? We obviously couldn't do it at Theater 98 when they were running their productions because there was always a production
right.
going on.
Right.
So we needed a venue, and then just recently we've partnered up with the Eastern Shore Arts Center. And, you know, if this all goes well, this could be a monthly series. And we had talked about the third Friday of every month being radio night, or we call it radio days
right.
for the production. And bringing different classics. Like, I know the next one in line that we've got ready to go is Sherlock Holmes.
And that will likely be June.
I think we're skipping May.
Yeah.
May is not a good time to do any production because there's graduations and
right.
a lot of other things happening mm-hmm. too. So, again, we did April with Alice in Wonderland, which is such a fun story.
So that's April the 16th, next Friday night.
7 p.m.
7 p.m. And it's not an all-nighter either. You'll be out by 9.
Oh, absolutely.
It's, what, about an hour and a half? It's a small, you know, shorter production.
Right, and that's the fun thing about it is that you are going to be the studio audience. If you're going to step back in time to 1939, I think, is when this story was set in. And we've built in a little couple of fun commercials in there, just like the studio audience would hear.
Mm-hmm.
And the talent that we've got, I've got Susan Grace, who is a phenomenal actress.
Who's
doing the commercials. And then, of course, I can't forget Greg Engel. Did I say that right? I know it's... it's spelled, I would want to say it some other way. But
I know, I want to say Engel, but I think it's Engel.
So. Engel or something, yes. But, you know, I met up with him.
He's a music director.
He is a music director, and he has written this music specifically for the show. It is original music. So
very
we've just
nice.
Got talent everywhere in this area.
Very nice. Well, we're looking forward to that. Mark and I are, and several others, and we hope folks can find Bay Cities Improv on Facebook. You can find it on our page, the link to buy the tickets, or call the station if you'd like to buy some, and we can arrange it for you. All right, John, thank you so much. Anything else you want to mention I haven't thought to ask?
No, I think we've covered everything, though.
Are you looking for more actors?
We're always looking for actors. That's okay. The thing, you know, is that you never know where you're going to find the next talent.
So if you're listening and you've always thought, I could do that, contact John at Bay Cities Improv and give it a shot.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact.
Why not?
You know, I've got this whole idea for a whole storytelling festival.
Yes.
That's the next project.
There used to be one.
Really?
Yes. I'll try to recall the names and give you some pointers on that folks that could help you recreate. There was a storytelling day, a storytelling event for several years in Fairhope, several years ago.
Perfect.
Yeah, perfect. All right. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
John Robitaille with Bay Cities